If I could identify one thing that stood out for me in the law school this year, it would be the incredible energy and enthusiasm in the building. Our students were unusually active and dedicated both to their academic and extracurricular pursuits this year. Our student groups welcomed an incredible group of speakers, including Chief Judge Edith Jones of the Fifth Circuit, Slate columnist Dahlia Lithwick, NFL Players Association Executive Director Demoris Smith of the Class of 1989, pundit Tucker Carlson, former U.S. Ambassador for War Crimes Issues David Sheffer, and Director of Immigrations and Customs Enforcement John Morton of the Class of 1994. One of the highlights of the spring was a one-day visit by Justice Clarence Thomas to the law school. He taught a session of constitutional law and spent the rest of the day meeting with students in small groups. I saw a number of those interactions, and you would have been proud of our students. They were engaged, substantive, challenging, but welcoming and entirely cordial. Justice Thomas told me that evening that he had enjoyed hanging out with our students so much that he wanted to come back next year to do it again, and we're working to try to arrange that. You can see that we are busily engaged in a construction project that will ramp up to full speed over the summer and will be completed in time for classes next fall. What we're going to do is extend the main front east-west corridor all the way through Purcell Courtyard behind me and enclose that space. So I'll try to give you a little bit of a sense of what that's going to look like. So this is basically as you look in this direction, and I'll have this up front after we're done so you can take a look. But what you can see is the steel supports, which probably if you were to stand up in the rear of the room, you can see. We had to protect the glass here, so it's all blocked off. But you could see it up at the top here. That area is all going to be glassed in, as you can see, creating an atrium. And what that will allow us to do is to gain some depth in the space behind it. And here's the logic behind that. When we took that space over from the Darden School, that corridor back there was Darden faculty offices. And that means that their offices opening up on either side of a central corridor. And that is just perfect for faculty offices or law firm offices or something like that. It doesn't work especially well for admissions, financial aid, career services, etc., where typically the student or applicant is not going to see a particular person, but they're going to seek help for a particular issue. And what they need is to figure out who can help them. And so what we're going to do is reconfigure having that extra depth, reconfigure that space into suites so that on the first floor there'll be a suite for admissions and financial aid. On the second floor there'll be a suite for career services, the public service center, and pro bono. I think that is going to be much more functional and help us to serve our students even better. As one of my colleagues put it, we're going to finally, after all these years, fix Darden. The project is possible because of a gift from Martha Karsh of the Class of 1981 and her husband, Bruce Karsh of the Class of 1980, and it will be called the Karsh Student Services Center. And I'm very excited about the project. I'll say a brief word about admissions. As you may have read in the newspapers, applications to law schools nationwide are down about 15% this year, and our experience was in line with that trend. But lest you worry about that too much, we still received over 6,000 applications. And I'm quite confident that we will find 350 to 360 exceptional students to enroll next fall. I have reviewed placement with alumni groups for the last couple of years. Last year's graduating class faced the greatest challenges of any of our recent classes, but results for the class of 2012 will be noticeably better. And based on summer associate placement for the class of 2013, their outcomes will be better still. Or I guess outcomes is the wrong word. Their search process will be easier. The economy, of course, could throw more challenges in our direction. And so that's only a prediction, but at least from what we're seeing, it looks like we are on an upslope. Lou has told you about the remarkable success of the Law School's Capital Campaign. That is really a tribute to the leadership of our Campaign Executive Committee that was co-chaired by Ned Kelly of the class of 1981 and David Mulliken of the class of 1975. At this point, 70% of our alumni have made a gift during the Capital Campaign. And I know that includes the vast majority of the people in this room, and you have my gratitude and that of the entire law school community for that. If it does not, by some miracle, include you, it is not too late. Every dollar and every gift matters to us, every donor matters to us, and any gift, pledge, or even documented estate provision between now and June 30 counts in the capital campaign total. We hope to have everybody on board.